Okay, Rav Usai, today's daf is Shabbos daf Yud Gimel. We are holding on the bottom of Yud Beis Amud Beis by the two dots. we said the Gemara says over here, but MS Amar Chazan. So that's obviously a quote from the Mishnah. If you flip back to Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, so the quote over there in the Mishnah said like this, but MS Amru, really we said that the Chazan, and we had two possibilities as to what this is. Roa Heichan Tinokus Korin, he's allowed to look and see where the kids are reading, Aval Hulo Yikrain, but he himself is not allowed to use the light of a lamp to read, because again, we're afraid Shemayata, that maybe you will tilt the lamp and make it, and use more oil to make the light burn brighter, and obviously that's Asur Midoraisa on Shabbos. So the Gemara says like this, Hamarta Reisha Roa. Right, again, when we said the chazan can look over the shoulder of the kids to see what they're doing, let's assume he's a school teacher, or let's assume he's a, well, the Gemara's going to assume here that perhaps he's a gabbai in shul that needs to kind of like know where the laning is going to start from. But anyway, let's originally the Mishnah says he can lean over the shoulder of the kids to see, but he can't read. So what does that mean? My love, likros, does that not mean that he should read what the kids are reading? So Gemara says, "Lo, no, the Sadar Roshei Parshioso. No, you can just look at the beginning of these, the Parshios, kind of like take a glimpse of the first few letters or first few words, and then Vayter." So Rashi says that we're dealing over here. The Gemara is assuming that this is a case of a the Chazan in Shul, that basically the Gabbai, that he is able to kind of know where the beginning of the Aliyos are. And then when the Balkore, he can kind of like help out the Balkore at the beginning, and then they can go and finish off the rest of it. So you should know where the Aliyah started. But again, back in the day, you used to not have one Balkore, you used to have each person would come up and get an Aliyah. So it's feasible that not everybody would be totally well versed in, you know, the breakup of the Parshias, where Rishon, Sheni, Shlishi, Revi is. So here we're talking about that it's mutter for the chazan, for the gabbai, to kind of check out where, to see what the talmidim, what the kids are reading, and thereby he can kind of like learn and figure out where Rishon Sheni Shlishi is, to help out the Balkore to get him started. V'chein amar Rabba Bar Shmuel, and Rabba Bar Shmuel says, Aval Masadur Hiroshi Parshiosov, again, the same idea that the gabbai is allowed to kind of check out where the beginning of the parsha start of a kula parsha lo, but he's not allowed to read the entire parsha lo or haner. The mace may ask you a question. Hold on 1 second. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Hatino goes shel beis Rabba, now you miss Sadrin parsha according to or haner. 1 second. It says that the tinokos used to be misadrin of the parshios and on Shabbos by the light. So we see that it's mutter for them to read the entire thing. So the chora, it's mutter for the chazan to read the entire thing. So the Gemara says, Ibai Seim, I'll give you two answers. Well, either you could say Rosh Parsio. So really, no, it's only mutter for the chazan to read the beginning of the paragraphs. Ibai Seim, Shani Tinokos, Ho Be Amos Rabban Aleim Lo Asir Letzliye. Or you can tell me that no, Rabban Shem Gamliel, I'll give the example of kids. School kids. It used to be, anyway, that they were very afraid of their teachers. And they wouldn't touch the lamp even during the week, right? Because their teachers would yell at them. They wouldn't do anything with that, Rashi says, without the teachers. So they were afraid of their rebbes. So on Shabbos, when they're learning with their rebbes, you see, by the way, that they had school Friday night. Okay. But so that certainly is not a proof against the chazan, because, again, one case is the gabbai, and one case is the school kids who are afraid of their rebbe and not going to do anything. Okay. Vayter says the Mishnah Kayotzibo lo yochal hazav im hazavo. The Mishnah said that similarly, not that this has anything to do with Hilchos Shabbos, but another precaution that Chazal took was that they wouldn't allow a zav to eat with a zava, because that could lead to, you know, more intimate things. So the Gemara points out Tanya Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer. By the way, it points out bo rei ad heichan pirtzatara b'Yisrael. Check it out. Check out how beautiful it was. That people were so concerned about Tum and Tara in Am Yisrael on that time. Shaloshaninu liyochal ator imatameya ella lo yochal hazav imazava. Right, the Gemara, the Mishnah is not concerned with a regular tahor husband or a regular tahor wife who eats, let's say, with their spouse, because there was no way that someone who was tahor would eat with someone who was tameh. There's no way they wouldn't do it. There would be, God forbid, that they should become tameh, that they should mess things up. Mepnei Ha'agra Avera. And so you see the beauty of Am Yisrael at that point is that Tumah was, and Tara was something they cared about so much, the only thing they had to aser was two tummy people eating together, because that might lead to more different, more intimate things. Kayotibo, similarly, the Gemara continues, Lo yochal zav parush im zav amaretz. A zav who's a parush in this case is someone who is from, or let's say more from than the Amaretz, should not eat with Ezov who's in Amaretz. Now, Shema Yargilanu Etzlo, because you may become comfortable, and it may be a common thing that you'll come and eat with him. So Gemara says, V'chimargilo Etzlo Mais, who cares? Who cares that the Parush will eat with the Amaretz, right? There's no Isser to eat with an Amaretz. It's not, again, the Amaretz is not someone who's not your Shemaim, it's just someone who doesn't know all the halachos. I guess not a parish, not being not from, is probably a bad translation. A parish is someone who is like prushim, someone who refrains from misurim, someone who is incredibly is a big tzaddik who's very very from. And amaretz is also someone who's from, but perhaps not as educated. Let's say that. That's probably a better way to understand it. And the Gemara asks, so what's the problem with why can't, you know, that doesn't seem to, that's not an iser. So Gemara says, Ela ima shema yochelenu dvarim tmeim, because we're afraid that the zav amaretz will feed the zav who's a parush things that are tame. As Gemara says, wait a second. Atu zav parush lav dvarim tmeim achil. If the parush is a zav, everything he eats is tame. Right. So why are we afraid of the amaretz feeding him tame things? So Amar Abaye, no. The gzera is shema yachilenu dvarim she'ina mitukanim. We're afraid that the zav amaretz will feed the parush things that are not mitukanim. What is mitukanim? Mitukanim means fixed. What does that have to do with anything? So we know that Amaratzim were concerned that they did not take off Maestros. Right? We have a whole Mishnah called Demai. Demai is that, that we're afraid that the Amaretz did not take Maestro properly. They're believed that they're trusted to take off Truma, because that's already a big Isra, that's an Isra Kares. But Maestro is really more of a monetary thing, not as severe as of an Isra. We're afraid that Amaratzim will not take off Maestro. So we're afraid, the concern, says Abaye, is that the Amaretz is going to feed the Parush food that has not been tithed properly. So Rava, Amar Rava says, no, Rava Amaretz master in him. Rava says, this whole Demai thing, Rava says that most of the Amaretzim are going to take Meiser. So what's the problem? Right? We're not going to make a Gzera on a Gzera. Even the Gzera of being concerned about Demai is a Gzera in and of itself. Right, that we're not afraid that maybe this Amaretz did not take Meiser, that's a Gzera d'Rabbanan. So we're not going to make a Gzera on a Gzera that now you're not allowed to eat with an Amaretz. Right? Because maybe he gave you Demai. Well, Demai in itself is a Gzera. So you're not going to make a Gzera on a Gzera, says Rashi. So Ella, what does Rava say the concern is over here? Shema yehe ragil etzlo v'achilinu dvarim t'meim b'mei tahara. So the concern of the statement that we had before is that, no, if the Parush eats by the Amaretz when both of them are Zavs, so maybe he'll come back later when they're both Tahor, or perhaps when the Parush is Tahor and the Zav is going to feed him Tamei things because he's not over-versed in the Halacha, and he's going to get the Parush to be Tamei. All right, Ibarilu, ask the question. Nida ma'o shetishen imbaila, hi bibigda v'hu bibigdo. Is it mutter for a nida, when a person's wife is a nida, are they allowed to sleep in the same bed when they're both clothed, when they're both wearing clothing? Rashi writes b'mita on the same bed. We're talking about... Yeah. So the question is like, that's what Rashi says. Meaning, either are we concerned that it's going to lead to something, or Dilma says, Rashi, kevin de'ika hekera mitkar dekire, since they're both clothed, so they will realize that, you know, that this is something inappropriate to do. As we're going to see in the Gemara later on, it used to be the minhag back in the day is that people would sleep at least half clothed, meaning they wouldn't sleep fully clothed. There would be some sort of less than fully clothed situation going on was the normal way. So if they're both sleeping with and they're fully clothed, so that itself is a hecker. That is a some sort of reminder that perhaps the husband and wife would abstain from other activities because they're reminded that that she's a nida. So what's the din? Are they allowed to sleep in the same bed, fully clothed or not? So Amar Rav Yosef Tashma, I'll bring you a proof. Ha'of ola ala im ha'gvina ala shulchan ve'ino necha. approved from Hilchos Kashrus, but nothing to do with Nida, but you do see that we the measures that we will take to refrain from Aveira. So Beis Shammai says that you can have chicken and cheese on the table on the same table, and we have no problem. And there is no concern. Hold on one second. Phone? No? Nothing? Okay. And there's no concern that people are going to eat basar b'chalev. That's what Beis Shammai says. What Beis Hillel says, no, Beis Hillel say, lo olev im necho, v'lo necho. Beis Hillel says, no, we do not have, we don't have chicken and cheese on the same table. So you see that we do kind of distance ourselves from Avera, right? We don't even have the cheese and the chicken on the table. Right, that would to make sure we don't have eat basar b'chalev. So too over here, we shouldn't even have a husband and wife sleeping in the same bed, even if they're clothed. So Gemara says that's not a good proof because shani hasam delaka deos. There is no deos. There aren't. Rashi writes shnei bnei adam she has kiru ze lezeh. Right, the case of the chicken and the cheese. If you're sitting by yourself and there's chicken and cheese on the table, there's no one to remind you that it's usher. But when you're dealing with two people. So maybe it'd be mutter because you have two people, another person to remind the other person. So Gemara says, "Hachinam mistabra," and that makes a lot of sense. Teheicha deika deos shiny. It makes sense that if there are two people involved, so then it's different, and maybe there's more sad lahakil, and there may be more reasons for it to be mutter. Tekatani seifa, because we learned later on in the seifa, in the second part of that statement. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, shnei achsenayim ochlim al shulchan echad. Two guests are able to eat on one table. Let's say, for example, you're in a hotel or whatever. So two guests can eat on one table. Ze ochel basar, ze ochel grina. One guy's eating flesh, one guy's eating milchik. Ve'in choshishin. And there's no problem. Ve'lavid mar Allah. And we said about this. Amar of Chanabar Ami, Amar of Shmuel. Lo shonu el she'im makirin zetze. And that's only if they don't know each other. Ava makirin zetze asurim. And they know each other. If they do recognize, if they know each other, so then there is an issue because you know they're familiar with each other that perhaps they may come to share food. But over here, right, in the case of right, a husband and wife, obviously they know each other, and so perhaps maybe it is awesome. So the Gemara says no. Hachiyashta, that case is not comparable either because hasam deos ika shinui leka. Because by the case of food, by eating, there are deos. There are two people that will. Kind of remind each other not to eat from each other's food, but shinoi leka, there is no shinoi, there's no difference in the act and whatever they're doing. Both of them are sitting there eating, fork and knife, totally normal, totally regular eating. You need a second level of shinoi that there has to be some sort of hecker, some sort of difference in terms of the normal routine to allow you to have that going on. So hacha, and over here though, by the case, I pointed out before, by the husband and wife, hacha ikadeos shinui. You have two things going for you. You have the fact that there are two people, and also a change in routine, like I said, because they're fully clothed. That would be a hecker. That would remind them that they shouldn't do anything inappropriate. So ikadamri, another way to learn what we just said. Again, we still haven't proved anything. Toshma, without the Nebraisa. Come and learn. Rav Shimon Galil, Omer Shnei Achsonayim Ochlim Al Shulchan Echad, Ze Baschad Ze Gvina. Two guests can eat on the same table. One can eat milchik, one can eat fleishach. Vidmar Allah, and it was said about this. Amar Avchanim Bar Ami, Amar Shmuel, Lo Shano El Shein Makirin Zetze. That's only mutter if they don't know each other. Abba Makirin Zetze, Asr. But if they do know each other, then it's Asr because, right, they're it's more possible that they'll share food. And so over here by the husband and wife, they recognize each other. Ninhu. Meaning he's implying that it should be Aser. Skumar says, no, the cases are different because Hasam Deus Ika Shinoi Leka. Right over there again, in the case of the food, you have two people to remind each other, but there's no difference. There's no Shinoi in the way that they're carrying on what they're doing, what they're eating. Hacha, but over here by the case of the husband and wife, so Ika Deus Ika Shinoi, you have both. So maybe that's not a good proof. It's not a comparable case from the case of eating in a hotel by two guests. To the case over here. So we still don't have a proof in terms of what the halacha is. Tashma, let's bring a proof. Right, we see a proof from our Mishnah. Lo yochal azav im azava mishum hergel avera. So let azav is not supposed to eat with azava because it may lead to something that's more inappropriate. So Gemara says, hachanami deos ika shinoi leka. So the Gemara says, it's not also here is not a good proof because you also have two deos, you may have two people to remind each other, but you don't have shinoi, you don't have anything different, right? They're sitting and eating at the table. There's nothing different about that action that we remind. Again, the Gemara is assuming that you need two things to refrain, to help, you know, abstain from the Isser, both Deos and Shinui, both two people to remind each other, and some sort of heck or some sort of change in the routine to make sure to remind the person that it is Isser. So still, we don't know what the halacha is. Tashma, let's bring a proof. El harim lo achal ve'enav lo nasa el gelulei beis Yisrael ve'es eshes re'eo lo time ve'el isha nida lo yikrav. Pasuk here, Pasuk is praising a tzaddik. Pasuk in Yechezkel. One of the things he praises a tzaddik for doing, or two of the things actually, is at the end, if you look at eshes re'eo lo time, right, he didn't commit adultery with his friend's wife, ve'el el isha nida lo yikrav, and he didn't also have beer with a woman who's in nida. He didn't come close to a woman who's in nida. So Gemara says, "Makish isha nida leishes reyehu." So the pasuk connects friend's wife and a woman and your wife who is in nida. Ma eishes reyehu hu bebigdo hu bebigdo usher. Just like it's obviously usher for you to be in the same bed with your friend's wife. Certainly, even if you're both wearing clothing. So af ishto nida hu bebigdo hu bebigdo usher. So too with your wife who's in nida. It would be inappropriate for you both to be in the same bed, even if you were both fully clothed. And the Gemara says, Shema Mina, and we see from here that that's good proof, that is, in fact, Aser. Upliga de Rabbi Pedas. This disagrees with Rabbi Pedas. The Amar Rabbi Pedas, Lo Aser Torah, Ela Kurva, Shagilu Arayas Bilvad. According to Rabbi Pedas, the only Iser, Midoraisa, is Gilu Arayas. Is actual mamish gilui ra'as, mamish kiruv basar. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, ish ish al kol she'er b'saro, lo sikruvu l'galo serva. It's a pasuk in my bar mitzvah parsha. Lo sikruvu l'galo serva. You can't come close to being to reveal any erva. Okay, so fine. Ula ki ave asim bei rav. Ula, when he came from the base medrash of rav, have a menashe glu la'achotei avi chadeho. He would actually kiss his sisters. For Amri La, and some people say, Avi Yadayhu, some people say they would kiss her hands. Upliga didaya diday, and that was actually against his own recommended practice. Tamar Ula, Ula said, Afilu shum kurva iser, asir. Ula happened to say that any type of touching to an arayos, to someone who's forbidden to you, right, is asir. Mishum lech lech amri le nazire schor schor le karma lo sikrov. Because we say by a nazir, that we always yell at a nazir to distance himself from any type of wine. So we'd say, get away from a vineyard, get away from that wine, don't come close to anything. Ula himself would tell other people to distance yourself as much as possible from arayos, but he himself would actually give his sisters a kiss. So Tosis explains, because Ula, you know, the Gemara doesn't explain, is that Ula was exceptionally righteous, and he trusted himself, and he knew that he would never come to sin in that manner. But he wouldn't tell this to other people. He wouldn't advise that to other people that they should trust themselves, because he didn't know, obviously, how righteous they were. Okay, fine. Tani debei Eliyahu, we learned in the base medrash of Eliyahu, most poskim and achronim say this is actually Eliyahu Anavi. And he taught the following things. Maisa b'tamid echad, there was a story with the Talmud Chacham, Shoshana harbe, v'kara harbe, v'shimi tamid chachamim harbe. He learned, and he learned Chumash, and he served. He serviced Tamid Chachamim, umeis bechatzi yomav. And he, Rachman al Tzlan, he was nifter early. Vaisa ishto notelas tefillin. His wife would take his tefillin. Umachazarasim about the cases, about the midrashes. Very powerful. She would take his tefillin. She'd go around to the shuls and the base medrashes for amra lahem, and she would say to them, "Ksiv b'Torah." Ksiv b'Torah ki hu chayecha v'orech yamecha. Right, this is your life. The Torah is your life. Ba'ali sheshona harbe. He learned a lot of Torah, a lot of Mishnayos, a lot of Gemara. Kara harbe. Learned a lot of Chumash. V'shimish tamid chachamim harbe. And he served a lot of tamid chachamim. Mipnei ma meis mechatzi yomav. Why did he die early? Unbelievable. You feel like only someone like Eliyahu Navi could tell you the story, right? V'lo haya adam machzira davar. And no one could say anything to her. Can you imagine? What do you say to such a person? Right, Kosh Baruch Hu's, you know, we always say Baruch Dayan Emes when someone passes away, Rachman al Tzlan, because we don't understand that. But what can you say to such a person? A woman, Rachman al Tzlan, she must have been broken. So Pam Achas Nis Arachti Etzla, Eliyahu says, one time I went to visit her, And she would tell me all this this entire story. So I said to her, my daughter, what how was your husband acting to you towards you when you were in need? So Amrali, she said to me, he didn't even touch me with the pinky finger. So Eliyahu said again, what about during your Shivan Akiyim, during your 7 clean days after seeing blood? So then she said to him, he ate with me, he drank with me, he slept with me in the same bed with her, we were actually touching. Also died to all davar acher, and he never thought about anything, but he never thought about anything else. And Eliyahu said to her, Baruch Hamakom Shehargo. Unbelievable. Obviously, only Eliyahu could say this. Blessed be HaKadosh Baruch Hu who killed him. Shalom Nasa Panim LaTorah, because he didn't treat Torah with respect. Sharei Torah LaTorah, the pasuk says, V'leishav Nidas Tumaso LoSikrav. Don't come close. Don't approach a woman when she's a Nida. And he didn't take that seriously. Kasa Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came, he said, no, a little bit different. Let's not get crazy. He wasn't actual, sleeping in the same bed with Kirib Basar, everything touching. But really, what was the man's chait? Amar Mita Chada Havai. Really, they slept in the same bed. They weren't touching. They were actually sleeping in the same bed. It was one long bed. But still, that was inappropriate. And B'mamarava Amri, and in Eretz Yisrael, they said, Amar Yitzhak Bar Yosef, Sinur Mapsik Beno Lebena, that she would be wearing sinar. Sinar is I think, shorts. Rashi explains somewhere else. I'm pretty sure that's like a pair of shorts. And that was that's what would be in between the two of them. But still, Eliyahu Navi said that it was inappropriate the way he acted, and that's what he got what he deserved. Okay, very powerful Gemara. So anyway, Lamaisa, the bottom line, halacha, obviously, is we paskin that it's not mutter for a husband and wife when a woman's in nida to sleep in the same bed, regardless of whether they're wearing clothing. Says the Halakha Mishnah, Vayter. Ve'ilu min halachos sh'amru ba'aliyas Chananya ben Chizkiya ben Garon. Okay, so Chananya ben Chizkiya ben Garon, the Gemara is going to explain in a little bit, decided to expound and teach us about Sefer Yechezkel, I think. Yechezkel, which contradicts, we're going to talk about it in a minute, which contradicts, there's some psukim in Yechezkel which contradicts halachas in the Torah. And so basically Chananya ben Chizkiya ben Garon took it upon himself to kind of explain all of these contradictions. So he went up to an aliyah, he kind of locked himself in his room for a long time, and he wrote all of these explanations, right, his life's work, his magnum opus, that's what he did. And it happens to be that back in the Mishnah, Alu Levakro, and people came to visit him when he was chilling in his room doing all this halachic research. So again, with that background, Ve'elu min halachos shamru ba'aliyas Chananya ben Chizkiya ben Garon sha'alu Levakro nimnu v'rabu be'shamay be'shelo v'yudches tvarim gazru bo bayom. Basically, during that time, they had so many rabbanim there, they decided to vote on certain matters of machlokes and halacha. And at that time, the people, the Beis Shammai Talmidim were more than the Beis Hillels, and they paskened 18 things on that day. The Gemara is going to talk about that. That's the next couple plot. Amar Le Abayi Le Rav Yosef. The Abayi said to Rav Yosef, Elutnan o Ve'elutnan. Does the beginning of this mission say start Ve'elu or Elu? Well, what's the difference? Well, Ve'elutnan, Hani De Amran. O Elutnan, Debino Lemela, come on. Well, it's simply a matter of which halachos you include. If you say ve'elu, and these were some of the halachos that they talked about in the Aliyah of Chananya, so then that implies that the halachos that we talked about in the previous Mishnah are included. I mean, if you can imagine, we talked about you can't read Lor Haner, and you Azav and Azav, and the whole deal. So if you, and these were the halachos that they voted upon in the room of Chananya, so that's obviously implies that those Mishnahs included. If you say these are the halachos that they talked about in the room of Chananya, so therefore everything that comes after this Mishnah is included. So Gemara says, Tashma, so let's figure it out. Ein polin la'or haner, you can't roll lice off your beged by a lamp. Vein korin la'or haner, you can't read la'or haner. Ve'ilu min halachos sh'amru ba'aliyas Chananya ben Chizkiya ben Garon. So that's pretty clear. It seems that our previous Mishnah that we just talked about is included, and therefore it says ve'elu. Okay, Tanu Rabbanan. We learned in a Braisa. Mi kosav Megillas Tainus. So who wrote Megillas Tainus? So ironically enough, Megillas Tainus is a list of holidays from back in the day that it was usher to fast on. They used to have, before the Churban Bayis, they had this this list of holidays where Kosh Baruch Hu, where Bnei Yisrael had Tzaros, and Kosh Baruch Hu did a Nes and saved Am Yisrael, or redeemed them in some sort of, you know, redemption. And there's a day that yet there was a Havhalel at Hodah, and you couldn't fast on that. But after the Churban Bayis, this was obviously all thrown out the window. So that's what the Megillah's Tainus was, days you could not fast on. And the Gemara says, who wrote them? Amru Chananya ben Chizkiya v'siyato. Shayu mechab mitzat tzaros. It was Chananya ben Chizkiya and his helpers who loved tzaros. What do you mean, loved tzaros? Well, they loved tzaros in the idea that they loved getting a Yeshua from Hakadosh Baruch Hu and telling everybody about how Hashem saved them. Not that they loved the tzaros themselves, but they had tremendous emunah in Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and they were able to say, oh, kamzul tova, and they could tell everybody and praise Hakadosh Baruch Hu that way. Amar Rishon Begamliel. Rishon Begamliel says, "Af anu mechav minetzat tzaros." We also love tzaros. Rachman al tzlan. Right? Aval ma es nesa sheim banu lichtov ein anu mafzikin. But what are we supposed to do? If we would have written them down, we would never be able to stop. We'd never be able to stop. There's so many times that we had tzaros and Hashem saved us, and we have so much akar shadol for Kadosh Baruch Hu that there would be no amount of ink or parchment that we would be able to write it down in. Dover Acher, another reason for Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's generation, Ein Shota Nifka, that an idiot does not get hurt. Meaning, someone who's so numb, and we'll see it again in a second, someone who's so numb to things, right? If things happen all the time, so you stop getting appreciation for it. Right? They had so many tzaras, and Hakadosh Baruch Hu saved them so many times that they were a little bit numb to the effect. Dover Acher, another way to put it, Ein Basar Ames Margis Bizemo. A dead person does not feel when an izemel is some sort of sharp utensil goes into it. Aini, is that really true? One second. Rabbi Yitzchak, kasherimas lames kamecha v'basar chai. Right? Rabbi Yitzchak says, it's a statement in a couple places in Shas, we had it in Brachos, that a dead person who's has worms eating his body, he feels that just like a live person would feel a needle going into his flesh. Shneimar, the pasuk says, "Ach b'sar olav yichav v'nefesh olav tevol." So the Gemara says, therefore, rearrange the phrase, "Ema ein b'sar ames shebechai margish b'zemel." No, so the phrase that they're trying to use is that if a living person has dead flesh on him, and you have some sort of dead skin or whatever it is, so he doesn't feel there is no sensation. The live person doesn't feel anything. That even if you cut off dead skin or dead whatever. So there's no sensation. So too, that generation was unable to appreciate, or maybe, I guess, too able to appreciate, and they wouldn't be able to write down all of the Hakar Satov that they have for Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, Boram, however, Zachor Oso Ha'ish Latov, that person was remembered for good. What is that talking about? V'Chananya ben Chizkiya Shmo, meaning Chananya ben Chizkiya was this person who we talked about in a second in the Mishnah. He's the one who went and kind of wrote down all the Pirushim of Sefer Yechezkel back in the Gemara. Shel Malehu Nignaz Sefer Yechezkel, because without his contributions, we would have gotten rid of Yechezkel. Shayu Dvarav Sostrin Divrei Torah, because some things in Yechezkel contradict the Torah. If you look in Rashi says, Rashi could go Nevelu. There's a pasuk that says in Yechezkel, Nevelu utreifalu yochlenu hakohanim. The kohanim can't eat nevelos and treifos, dead animals that are not shechted properly. So that implies that Jews are allowed, right? Regular Jews, regular Yisrael is allowed to eat that stuff. So what do you do with that? So there are a lot of contradictions like that, and that's what Chananya said about doing for his life. So me'asa, what did Chananya do? Helu lo gimel me'os garbe shemen. He took up 300 barrels of oil, i.e. to light a lamp. He needed a really long-lasting lamps. V'yashav be'aliyah v'darshan, and he sat in his room upstairs in the attic and darshan them out and resolved all the contradictions between Yechezkel and the Torah. The Gemara is going to go through a lot of them. Mitzvah Shem, we will go through them tomorrow. Have a great night, everybody.